You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our good friend Glenn Davis wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about this draw, because how nice is this? England and the U.S. in the same group along with Iran, and then there's a playoff for that last spot that we will find out who's going to be in that fourth team in the group. Glenn Davis here with us, Soccer Matters, Tuesday nights right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glenn, welcome back. What's going on?
John, Lance, good morning. Thanks for having me on the breakfast show.
Quickly, what did you think about this draw?
Tremendous storylines. U.S. has history with Iran, politically charged. England has a huge influence over our game in the United States for many, many years. We met them in South Africa before. You got a lot of U.S. players that, you know, obviously play in the Premier League, like Pulisic and company. They'll be going up against guys like Harry Kane, Raheem Sterling, Declan Rice, and all those guys. So I think that's an incredible matchup. And then I would say out of the playoff with Wales and Scotland and Ukraine have to play, you probably don't want to get to Ukraine because the entire world will probably be pulling for them.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. No kidding. So what about the matchup with England? Who are you favoring in that one?
Well, look, I mean, England's going to be one of the favorites in the tournament. They're 8-2-1 all time against the U.S. But I think the thing we focus on here is a young team that's confident, that's going to be claiming a tremendous amount of experience before we host the World Cup in 2026. And there's a lot of guys that have had, as we have mentioned, a lot of experience in high-profile games. If you're, you know, playing for the likes of Chelsea and Juventus and Barcelona, you know, you've played in stadiums with 70 to 100,000 people. Now, it's a World Cup. All these guys, I think, except for one, DeAndre Yedlin, on the current roster, have not played in a World Cup. So that'll be an issue, playing in a World Cup for the first time ever. I mean, it's the pinnacle of the game. It's what every young man dreams of. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting matchup. England, you know, of course, will have to bear the burden of the pressure that they're going to get from their country, because, you know, the English fan, many times their expectations sometimes exceed everything. But the England squad's a good one under Gareth Southgate. I think the U.S. going into that game an underdog's a good thing.
Yeah, they are. And when you look at the group stage, I mean, the U.S. and I don't know, based on what you know about the teams who are going to be potentially qualifiers for the last spot, do you see it as clearly, I mean, England's clearly one, do you see U.S. as clearly two, or is that you know, on paper, or is that not accurate?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think England came out of pot one, so they're number one, we came out of pot two. We can say and speculate all we want. What happens in the next, you know, 7-8 months, and it's fun, and I think this is what's great for the game, especially in this country, as we continue to platform the sport as World Cups do every 4 years. But I think the thing to really focus on is just that this is a young, ambitious group of guys. They got a mission accomplished. They're in the World Cup now. They're going to get two World Cups in a row now. They're 19, 20, 21, 22 years of age, a lot of them, 23. Just imagine where they're going to be, you know, in 4 years from now. And yes, the U.S., I think, has set a goal to get into the, obviously into the knockout stages, but a lot of things can happen between now and November, right? Injuries, loss of form, all kinds of things. So there will be some subtle changes probably, but I think everybody in the U.S. should be really excited about this team. And I think They could do something special at this World Cup and surprise a lot of people. And, you know, you're already hearing the English fan talking about what a hammer in the U.S. is going to take. And I'm just like, keep talking like that. That's exactly what you want to do, because you feed fuel to the fire to these young guys. They're a confident group. And I don't think they're going to walk into a World Cup in fear, but they certainly will be experiencing something different and new.
Did I miss something? Are we in Houston? Are we hosting in 26?
I sure hope so. I think it's about 50-50. I mean, I don't think enough people in Houston even know that we're attempting to host it, but that's a whole nother story, which is pretty sad, because I think we had an opportunity over this run of years to really promote the game and push the awareness of the game, which would give you a benefit whether you get it or not, right? When you're bidding for a World Cup, you're bidding for the greatest sporting event on the planet. I think it was a missed opportunity by us in Houston, because I think, you know, we could have gained more allegiance in mainstream media, and we could have embraced and brought everybody together into this mission of potentially hosting it. There's so many things you could have done that I think would have created more awareness. But anyway, I still think it's 50-50, and with FIFA, you really never know,
what,
right?
What could have been done, out of curiosity?
You could do all kinds of things. Yeah. I think more community outreach, more awareness, and working with local TV and radio stations. We could have run PSAs in the morning about World Cup 2026 USA. Go to the Museum of Fine Arts and monthly run a World Cup final game, you know, 74 World Cup, West Germany versus the Netherlands. I mean, we can go on and on. There's a ton of things that could have been done. It just sometimes when you get soccer people, that people that are not soccer people involved with these things, you miss some real opportunity. I get it's corporate. I get it's commercial. It's a big financial boon if we get it here. It's a feather in the cap of Houston and the Sports Authority. But there's so many other things you could have done, and that to me is a disappointment.
Were you asked to be on an outreach group? Because, I mean, it would make some sense with your connections.
I was told I was going to be on one, and went back two or three times, said there was some real cool things we could do on with radio and TV and the media, and never heard back.
That's really disappointing.
That's not smart. That's not nothing smart about that. That's Glenn Davis. That's our guy, our soccer, the most...
Soccer Matters.
Soccer Matters Tuesday nights right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, Glenn, we appreciate it. I just wanted to check in, see what you thought, because this is huge. U.S. is going to be in with England and Iran, and hopefully not the Ukraine. You're right. When I saw the Ukraine, I was like, first of all, are they letting them... first of all, how'd they get out of the country to practice? And secondly, one of the first things I said is, holy crap, you want to talk about somebody that everybody's going to be rooting for, it'll be the Ukraine, there's no question. So, yeah, you don't want that. Hey, Glenn, we appreciate it, man, as always. We'll be listening to you tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. World Cup 2026 to Houston.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I hope so.
That's Glenn Davis right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.